What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Ever wonder why others seem to have it all together? Their business is growing, and so is their wealth, and yet you continue to struggle? You're in the right place to change that. Welcome to the Inspired Choices for Business Growth show. I am your host, Christine McIver, your business optimization expert. And today we're diving into strategic planning for CEOs is a must. Let's go. All right, everybody. This is a show that, you know, is something that there's aspects of this show that we're going to be talking about today that I talk about with my clients every single solitary day. It's also something that I'm looking at all of the time in my business. And I want to really impart on each and every one of you how important strategic planning is. But before we do that, I want to tell you a little bit about who I am. If this is the first time you're here, I have been in my own business now for, I'm going on 16 years. I grew up, my father was an entrepreneur. I had entrepreneurs all around me. I initially went into human resources, and after some big changes in my life, I started my own business. When I started my own business, I was bootstrapping everything, and I was trying to figure out how to do the business life while having very little money to do it. And so I dove into learning all sorts of things. I wouldn't recommend it. It took me a long time to really get in alignment, and there was a lot of struggles along the way. But from doing that, I have become so in touch with all the aspects, the many, many aspects, because there's probably some I don't even know about yet, but many, many aspects of starting a business, but not just starting a business, but maintaining an ever-growing business. And with being in your own business today, you need to be able to change with what's going on in your life, within your organization, and also with what's going on in the world. And that's so, so important. And as I said today with the strategic planning conversation, this is vital. It's absolutely vital. What I do is I work one-on-one with business owners and their teams to set up a plan to optimize everything that they are doing. And one big piece of that is actually setting up a strategic plan. Strategic planning is an absolute must. And as a leader, as the leader of your business, strategic planning is essential to drive success and to, you know, make sure that every single solitary aspect is taken care of. But yet many, many CEOs neglect this critical step. Most of us, when we get started, like I did, are flying by the seat of our pants. And how many of you out there really feel like you don't know what a strategic plan really is? It kind of overwhelms you when you hear the words, because it used to overwhelm me when I heard about it. I would always envision a business plan. And I remember many, many years ago, somebody sitting down and showing me what a business plan was. Now, what they showed me was these enormous piles of documents that a bank wanted to have done. And it overwhelmed me like crazy. So every time I heard someone talk about strategic planning, my mind looped back to that moment and I shut down because I really didn't understand what it meant. Strategic planning is not this overwhelm. It can be quite simple and quite direct to support you, but it is absolutely critical. As again, many entrepreneurs that I know of, we're in the space of reaction. We're not planning. We are reacting. We think if we have a list of 5 to 10 items that we're working on, that that's a strategy plan. No, that's usually what we're doing is we're putting out fires, or we're trying to climb that hill as fast as we possibly can, and we're trying to get all these to-dos done. That will have you running in 6 directions. That will have you in the constant you know, hurry, hurry, hurry. What am I supposed to do? And that will lead to burnout. That will lead to such dissatisfaction in your business. And I can tell you that most times it's going to lead you to very little cash flow, very low revenue, and it's going to have you scratching your head like, what did you do? Most business owners, most CEOs are out here working hard. They are working hard. We're doing the best that we can, and we don't know why things aren't working. One of the biggest pieces is we have to learn to step back, look at the entire landscape of what we are doing in our business, and be willing to be vulnerable with where the gaps are in our business. You know, many, many, many entrepreneurs are amazingly creative. They have fantastic ideas. They have huge hearts. They want to bring amazing things to their customers and their clients. You know, and at the heart of all of that, when I speak to people, is most of them have a dream of changing the world in their way. That's fantastic. And that love and that energy and that desire and that dream fuels you day to day. But what is actually going to pay the bills and what's going to make your business pleasurable is really having a strategic plan, having a roadmap rather, of where you're going to go and where your team needs to be going and what they need to be focusing on. This is so, so important. And I'm telling you, when you have this, you're going to get organized. You're going to wake up every day excited because you're going to know what you're going to be doing. And the enjoyment of the creation is going to be there, not just the hurry and the reaction. We have got to have this plan. You know, I talk a lot about I love to make big dinners, like at Easter or Christmas. I love making those great big dinners, but that's something I plan in advance. I plan what I'm going to purchase. I plan what I'm going to make when. I plan what needs to go, you know, get started at what time, what I can make ahead. That is a strategy plan for the kitchen. Any chef will tell you that they are constantly strategizing on what they are doing. You, as a business owner, must have a strategy plan or you're losing out. You're losing out on pleasure. You're losing out on revenue and you're losing out on a calm mind. When you are not operating with a calm mind, you miss opportunities. Your body goes into fight or flight. Your team is scrambling, trying to figure out what is she doing? What is he doing now? We miss so many amazing things. Like what, you know, when we have a plan, our team can get involved and say, oh, I know what we could do there. And they start to get creative because they have the space. And they see the roadmap and they can see what's ahead, and then they can support the plan. I hope this is all making a big, big impact on you. Now, listen, if you can't catch the entire show today, I want you to send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com. Just put in the subject line strategic plan. Let's have a conversation. Let's see what it is that you're doing, what the gap is. I can give you some guidance. And if you're looking for a supportive coach, which will make all the difference in your business, we can talk about what would work to work together. I love supporting businesses. It really lights me up. This is the thing that I love to do on a day-to-day basis. And that's why I have the show, Business Inspired Choices for Business Growth. All right, let's jump further into the show, especially before we go to our first break. So, a strong strategic plan serves as a clear roadmap, as I said, for the business to achieve long-term goals. It aligns with your vision and the action. It keeps you focused. It keeps you, as the leader, focused. It keeps your team focused on where you're going. It helps to guide decision-making as well, because things are going to change. There's going to be changes that are going to happen in your business throughout the days and weeks ahead after you create the strategy plan. But when you've got that plan, you're going to be able to make those decisions much easier. Easier with less angst, and you aren't going to be, as I said before, you're not going to be in reaction. Reaction business planning is really can be a killer for your business because you're not aware of all of the pieces, you're not taking into consideration how that choice, that decision can impact a lot of other things that are coming down the pipe in your business. So here, if you're not aware of what really is in a strategic plan, let me give you a little bit of an outline, okay? And then we're going to get into what you need to be doing and why each of these pieces are so important. So you want to have, first of all, you want to have a vision, all right? And you want to turn that vision into a statement, something that really speaks to who you are and what really your business is all about. Then you want to have a mission. What's our mission? What are we doing? Why are we doing what we're doing? You want to look at as well as your core values. How you operate and what's most important to you in your business needs to be where the team understands what's most important. This is going to create the culture in your business, and it's going to drive your decisions as well as the team. And it's going to be really easy when people understand your culture and your values on whether they want to work with you or not. And that's important because you don't want to be working with people that are not a match to you, right? You don't want it to be a surprise to you and your team, and you don't want it to be a surprise to your clients as well. You want to be able to do a full evaluation on what's going on in the business. Where are you strong? Where are you weak? What are some of the opportunities coming? And where do you need to be paying attention to where some of the gaps are, where maybe some of the threats are coming in? You want to be able to do this full analysis and have that laid out, and that's going to help to drive your steps forward. You want to have a really, what are our key objectives and where do we want to go? What are the targets we want to be hitting? What are some of the initiatives? And we want to have that plan, that real action plan. Okay, this is what we want to do. And then we want to have the action plan with timelines and so on. And then you want to be able to evaluate, where are we succeeding? Where are we not succeeding? What's a good, what's a great, what's an amazing? You want to be able to mark those things. And then you be able to come back and really, really look at, okay, let's review this. Let's go over, you're going to monitor the plan all along. Maybe you're looking at a plan over a 3-month period or a 6-month period, but then you want to come back and you want to review it. I like to review where I'm at on a month-to-month basis. I usually do that with myself, maybe with my accountant. We're looking at, okay, what's been going on? What did we want to achieve? Where are we at? And then I review that with my team. So those are some of the aspects that definitely you want to be putting into your strategic plan. You want to be looking at your pricing. You want to be looking at your expenses. You want to be looking at your cash flow. And really from there, where do we want to go? What's the big audacious dream that you have for your business? And as you are planning your month to month, you want to be able to have that target. Maybe you have a 5-year target. Maybe you have a 1-year target. I suggest let's start out with a 1-year and then a 6-month. Let's build out, and we really do build backwards for our plan to execute to the 6-month plan. And then we're reviewing as we go along. Once you get into the rhythm of the strategic planning and you get into the rhythm of following your guide and reviewing it, then we can build out even larger. If you've never done this before, it can seem overwhelming. The first time that I did this, I felt like, why am I focusing on this? I need to be over here making money. But here's the big piece. If you're not doing your strategic planning, it's going to cost you money. You're going to miss opportunities. You're going to be making decisions that are not going to support your end targets. And you and your team are going to be lost when there is something difficult comes up, where there's a big plan, maybe a large client leaves, or you have a big technical issue. Something, if you don't have that plan, it can really take you down quickly. So we are up to our first break. I know I gave you a big overview. I'm so glad that you're here. I hope you're taking lots of notes. And again, do send me an email, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. We can have a conversation and talk about what it would look like to really move your business forward with a strategic plan. It's not as hard as it sounds, especially when you have a guide. So you're listening to Christine McIver on Inspired Choices for Business Growth. We're here on our home platform, Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be back right after this break.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody. Yes, you are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I am your host, Christine McIver, and we are talking all about strategic planning and how it is essential for a CEO. Many times people will come up with a plan for their team members. They may hire VAs and they may tell them, okay, this is what I want you to be doing. This is when I want you to be doing it. And so they have these mini plans all over the place. And the mini plans are good, but they don't lead into a bigger plan so that the team members are doing what they need to be doing and you can see the large picture and how you can be growing the business even faster. One of the biggest things that I know is when we don't have a strategic plan in place, when we don't have everything organized so that we know what's going on with each team member, how they're executing, what their job is, where everything is, and how to do this seamlessly. If a large opportunity comes along, it can send everybody scrambling. And this isn't what we usually think of when we think of why it's important to have a strategic plan. But think about this. You're sitting down and you're having a conversation with your business coach. And you say to your business coach, okay, this is what I would really love. I would love to be making, you know, twice as much that I made last year. And I would love to have two more team members. And you paint this amazing, what some people might say pie in the sky idea of your ideal dream business. Well, let's say that you get this huge opportunity that's going to get you closer to that dream opportunity than you've ever had before. What will happen, what most business owners do, is they will burn themselves out to make that plan, really to execute that plan and have that dream come true. They will burn the candle at both ends. They will sometimes like lose their balance with their team members. They will push and push and push. They might even end up pushing so hard for that new big opportunity that they will blow up the foundation of customers and business that they already have. If you don't have a strategic plan in place, when those opportunities come your way, you will not be able to execute so that it actually contributes and grows your business. A large opportunity coming along without you having a strategic plan can actually work in a negative way for your business growth. I want you to really get that. There's a lot of companies out there, they grow too fast. And I've talked to so many people about this that have a business, and I'm thinking of one individual in particular. He's brilliant. He can be creating so many things, and he does create a lot of things. And there was a moment where he brought a couple of people on, and he didn't have all of the execution logs in place. He didn't have all the systems in place. And so he was spending a great deal of time trying to kind of catch up and trying to pay these people to do something, when in actual fact, he was pretty much doing it because he didn't have his training manuals in place. He didn't have his SOPs in place. He didn't have all of the systems in place so they could jump in and do what they needed to do. What ended up happening was he had these people on the team for a number of months, and finally he just was frustrated and he let them go because he was finding he was actually losing ground, and he was losing ground with his current clients, and he wasn't actually growing the business with new opportunities that was coming in the door. That's what can happen. Many people, many, many companies have actually, they've fallen because they've grown too fast. Think of it like building a house. If you don't have a strong foundation in place, and you try to put up the walls and the put up the wallpaper, and you try to put up all the decorations and everything before you have the strong foundation built around it, it will collapse. The same thing happens for a business. And if you're a solopreneur, you're the one person in this business, you don't have a partner in the business, you maybe have a VA or a few team members, and everything rests on you, I know that you are not going to want to let that opportunity go by, and you're going to push yourself hard. Why not get a strategic plan in place? Take the next 6 months to really build this out strong so that you are inspired and you can grow your business. Grow your business and enjoy growing your business and have the revenue at the end of the day to show for it. You don't need to be jumping through all of these hoops of all these opportunities and then be at the end of the day going, why did I do that? It didn't make me any money, which is what many, many people do. I've done that too in my early years of my business. You know, I see a lot of people out here going, oh, I want to get on this podcast and that podcast, and oh, I'm purchasing this and I'm purchasing that and I'm learning this and I'm learning that. It's like, whoa, what are you doing? How does that meet your plan? How does that fit into your business growth? You know, and your business growth, if you haven't had a strategic plan in place and you haven't been working this for a number of years, if you don't have all of your systems in place, you should not expect or even try to reach for a 10 to 20% increase in revenue. If you do, you are going to make that the target instead of getting this foundation in place. When you have your foundation in place and you've got your strategic plan that you are working, you are reviewing, the team's reviewing, that's your guiding light in everything that you're doing, you're going to be able to grow 25, 35%, even maybe 50% in a year. But if the money is the target first, before you've got that strategic plan in place, I'd bet money that you're going to burn out, and I bet money that you're going to have a higher stress level, not a higher bank account. That's not okay. We don't want to have that. So let's talk about the strategic plan in detail, what we really want to be doing. And one of the biggest things, first and foremost, as I said earlier, is your vision and your mission. Your vision and mission, it must align with your plan. You come out with, you really sit with yourself, you sit with your heart, and you think about, why did I start this? I often say to my team member, or to my clients rather, is go back to that day that you dreamt about your business. You dreamt about what you would be doing. Connect back in with the energy of that. What was it about that that really lit you up, that had you say, yeah, I'm going to do this? Go back to that. That very piece, That energy is where the nugget of your vision and your mission is. Get really clear and get very specific about your vision and your mission. Having a clear, defined direction is going to set the space for the next pieces in your business, right? You want to then move into establishing measurable targets. Now, I say targets instead of goals, and these need to be both short-term and long-term. But I say targets instead of goals because so many people will set a goal, and when they don't hit that goal, they will let the internal ego take over and say, see, I knew you couldn't do it. See, you're just fooling yourself. All of those negative ideas and thoughts, rather, they can start to come up. And we're oftentimes looking outside of ourselves and comparing ourselves to other businesses, to other business owners. You know what? There's always going to be other businesses that are doing something that you believe are better than you. Enough with that. It's great to encourage other people. It's great to, you know, have them maybe inspire you. But you don't know what's going on in their books. You don't know what's going on in their heads. You don't know at the end of the day, right? Everybody puts their best face forward on social media. Nobody tells the real deal. It doesn't matter what their real deal is. It matters what your real deal is. You've got to get clear with yourself. And so you want to have targets instead of goals so that you're shooting for something, you're going in that direction, but as you're going in that direction, you're able to manipulate your direction. You're able to move with the challenges that are occurring and sustain your action forward. If you are hitting just this is the goal, and if I don't hit this, I failed, that is going to take you down a notch. But if you really see your business as something that is growing you as a CEO, and it's teaching you the resilience that you have within you and the brilliance that you have in what you do, you will continue to move forward. You will continue to grow who you are, and you'll continue to grow your business. So let's get some of these targets set out. Let's set out what we want, what targets we want to have 6 months from now, 3 months from now, 30 days from now, a week from now, right? That is something you want to be continuously looking at. And those targets, the dates on those targets, they may need to change sometimes based on, as I said, manipulating through the valley of the business. They may need to change, but don't just change them because you don't feel like it or you're down on yourself. Keep holding yourself accountable like you would hold a team member accountable. Your dreams matter. Sometimes we got to kick ourselves in the butt, and doing a strategic plan is going to help you to do that. Hey, we've got a target. We want to keep going. And it's also going to support you to grow. So the next thing you want to be doing in your strategic planning is doing a real analysis. You want to conduct a market analysis to understand what's going on in the industry, what is really effective, what you've been doing that's been effective, and some of the areas that you know need to change. What needs to change for you in that area of the business? What needs to really grab your attention? Where do you need to be focusing? If you've got, let me give you an example. In my business, I have 5 different business lines, and this is something that is a surprise to me, but it's grown over the years. And, you know, each of those business lines require my attention, but sometimes over the 6 month or a 3 month period, I may be growing one of those business lines even more. And so in that direction, I would be giving that a lot of focus, and I would be spending a great deal of time at analyzing what we're doing, what's been working, and what's not working. You want to be in analysis on a regular basis, but you don't want it to paralyze you either. You want to have your targets and be analyzing as you continue to move forward. This, of course, is once you have this whole strategic plan down pat. Okay, we're going to go for our next break. When you come back, we're going to dive into more of the details of what you want to be looking at in your strategic analysis and why it's so important for you as the CEO of your business to do that. Remember, you are the chief executive officer. You are the chief. You execute the plan. If you don't have a plan for you and an overall plan for the business, it doesn't matter how many people you hire, how many books you read, how many courses you take. If you don't have a plan laid out, you're going to get lost with all the bumps along the way. This is critical, and this is going to actually make your business more pleasurable than you've ever even imagined. All right, you're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth with your host, Christine McIver. That's me. We will be back right after this break. Stay tuned, my friends.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're talking all about strategic planning for the CEO and why it's so much of a must. You know, one of the biggest reasons having a strategic plan is a must is so that you know what you are doing. You honestly know what you're doing. You as a creator, right, as maybe somebody that provides a service or a product, you didn't come into this world knowing how to do business. You came into this world with your brilliance and your creativity and your desires, for sure. But doing business and understanding what's required in business is a completely different beast. And it can actually be the thing that really buries you. A lot of business owners have gone out of business because it was too much. Actually doing the aspects of business can be very, very daunting, whether it is learning how to do proper accounting or it's learning how to have courageous conversations with people you hire, right down to how to nurture a relationship with a client, to planning out a real growth opportunity in your business. There are so many aspects of a business that can be really extremely overloading. And when you don't have your foundation in place, like I said before, it can be very, very difficult. You know, I think about the creative people that are out here creating amazing products and coming up with brilliant ideas. It's one thing to have a product or a creative idea, but now what do we do with it? How do we take it to the world? How do we encourage the growth opportunities? How do we grow the business and have that all of our investment of our time and our creativity come back to help us pay the bills, to help us have that life that we desire? Business can be a lot of work if you don't have a plan. And you know, unfortunately for people who are creative, it can feel too much. But it doesn't have to. And that's where I come in. I am a strategic business coach. I optimize what it is that you do in business so that you can really enjoy the fruits of your labor, as they say. If you can understand that these pieces are here to support you and not that they're just a lot of work that somebody else is going to tell you what to do, if you can see how they will support you to grow, and if you're willing to understand business on a really big level, you're going to grow your business. But I'm telling you right now, most people, and I certainly had to do this, most people need to slow down to speed up, because you're not going to be doing the same day-to-day stuff. You're going to be stopping. You're going to be doing analysis. You're going to be planning. You're going to be putting pieces in place to grow your business. And this is very, very important. But I'm telling you, when you have your strategic plan in place, you know, for this first 6 months, let's say we create a strategic plan and you start to work that plan and you're reviewing it. Yeah, it's a new muscle and it's a new thing to focus on for sure. But when you go to do the next 6 months, it's going to get easier and easier. And the very cool thing is that your mind is going to very quickly reference that. Oh, yeah, we want to do this. No, we need to be focusing over here. As a creative, you can get pulled into six directions, right? Sometimes focusing on one thing that you're supposed to do can be very, very difficult. But as you start to see the strategic plan come back to support you, you're going to be very excited to put another one in place and continue to grow your plans to support your business. Really, a strategic plan is all about supporting you so you can be creative, so you can be out here doing what it is that you do, whether it's supporting people through coaching, whether it's teaching classes, whether it is, you know, you're a book writer and you really want to have a strategic plan to grow your company so that more people can get their hands on your books. Maybe you're somebody that wants to be on stages. You need to plan all of this and not just be knee-jerk reacting to things. A strategic plan is going to get you closer to your goals, pardon me, your targets and your dreams than you've ever thought of before. Okay, so we've talked about the vision and the mission. We've talked about setting targets. Then we talked about market analysis. Then we want to talk about the next thing in your strategic planning is operational optimization. So this is something that, you know, I know that I do all of the time, and I know my team does as well, is you want to streamline your processes. You want to do an analysis of all of the processes you have in your business. It starts out with having your standard operating procedures in place. Now, even if you are a solopreneur and you don't have any team members, when you take the time to sit down and you write out your standard operating procedures on the steps, these are basically the steps on how you do each of the tasks that you do. It may seem silly. However, when your business opportunities come in and you do need to hire somebody, maybe a consultant, maybe you hire a VA, maybe you hire somebody full time, whatever the case may be, when you have these pieces in place, it's going to be incredibly easy to transition that task to them, because you not only have it taken out of your mind, and that's one of the biggest challenges, right? As entrepreneurs, especially solopreneurs, we have all the tasks in our head. And when we try to teach somebody, we forget about the steps. So when you have that all written down, you have all these procedures in place, you're going to be able to transition somebody into that very, very quickly. Then what you want to be doing on a regular basis, I would suggest annually, you are going through those processes and you are effectively looking at how can we improve the efficiency and the effectiveness on what we are doing. This is something I am very blessed with my team. This is something we are doing all of the time. We are constantly looking at, hey, I think if we did it this way, we could save a little bit of time here. Or we see that maybe one of the tools that we're using, there's an upgrade to that tool. Let's do this piece differently. So this is something that when you are doing this, I often joke around, if I can save 5 seconds on a task, I'm going to make that change. And when you start to realize that each of those 5 seconds, jokingly, it might be a minute or whatever the case may be, but each of these steps can save you time, save your team time, that is going to create so much more efficiencies, and you're going to optimize the tasks that each of the company members are performing. So that's a really, really important piece. And when you have got these standard operating procedures written out, you're going to be able to effectively do that much more, much faster, and you're going to be able to see where the gaps are. If you have had, and this, I had operating procedures in place, standard operating procedures, and I brought team members on and I started to teach them without showing them the SOPs. And then when I did, they said, oh, this is different from what you've taught me. And I was like, oh dear, my bad. I needed to go through that. And I did. I stopped. I went through it. I really improved it to the place where we were at today. And then that was something that we kept up on. So it can be very confusing, and it also can be inefficient, because now you don't have that document in place for your new team member or even for yourself to do that evaluation. So that's part of your strategic plan, is really optimizing what you are doing. That saves you time and money and confusion, right? The next piece in your strategic plan is really your resource allocation. So you're looking at, how are we allocating the resources? What is supporting, what's the strategy for supporting these different pieces of what we want to grow? What, maybe you've purchased some tools, maybe you've purchased some programs. Is that something that is being utilized? Is that something that is not working? It's not giving you the result that you're looking for? Are you putting too much money into one area where the other focus that you want to be growing? If you were to take some of things that are not efficient in the one and you brought it over to the other, would that actually grow the business faster and hit more of your targets? So you want to look at what you are allocating to each of your areas of your business. You want to then do some risk management. And a lot of people don't really understand how to do risk management. They don't really understand how they can really take some extra risks and how they actually do that. So risk management is really identifying the potential risks that could impact your business objectives, looking at, okay, what's going on in the market? What are we doing that maybe other people are doing better, or what are some of the changes coming down the line that can impact what we are doing? Do we need to maybe eliminate that aspect of the business? Do we maybe need to completely do an overhaul? We need to really assess what's going on in each of the areas of the business, because if you don't, again, if you just have your head down and you're just going forward, you can completely miss some big red flags that are coming at you. And when you're doing this strategic planning, you can have those red flags very easily taken care of if you are looking ahead. You've got to be looking ahead. And that's what the strategic planning does, is have you looking ahead, as I said, at least at a 6 month. You want to look at how you can really grow the feeling, the energy, the culture of innovation, and how you can adapt to the industry changes. You want to do that, even have a mindset with yourself in looking at continuously evolving. Now, a lot of people get frustrated because they don't like change. It's not that people, I believe, don't like change. It's that they're afraid that they won't understand the change, or they won't be able to actually foster positive growth within the change. When you are planning ahead and you are really looking at innovation at a long-term reach, that's not going to be as scary because you're not doing a quick change. You're planning ahead. You're looking at growth and you're looking at growing with your foundation in place. When you foster a culture of innovation, it's exciting. It's, you know, really having that research and development area of the business that can be so exciting. And it's something that I absolutely love. My team oftentimes laughs because, oh my gosh, here she goes again. But over the years, as I've allowed that part of myself to come to the table with my business, it has grown my business. When I first started in my business, I was doing coaching. That was it. I was considered a life coach, and I really was life coaching people from a personal perspective, whether it was with their relationships, with their self-esteem, their you know, really things that they struggled within themselves. Maybe it was with parenting, and it started to evolve. And as I was really allowing the innovation to come forward, as different things sparked within me, I started to grow my business. And here I am years later with 5 business lines. I never imagined this. This was not something in the plan, not the long term, you know, let's look 10 years ahead, let's look 5 years ahead. But as I continued to allow what else, and played with that innovation, I was able to grow the business to where it is today. I don't know where it's going to be 10 years from now, but I do know that I'm enjoying myself, and I do know that the business is growing. And as I'm having fun, the clientele is enjoying working with me. Honestly, that is a dream, to have people enjoy working with you while you're enjoying what you're doing and the money is coming. That's fantastic. The strategic planning has made a huge difference for me and my business, and I know it does for my clients as well. The ones that are planning are growing. The ones that aren't planning, they're running in 16 directions, and they're exhausted. Okay, we are going to go for our next break, and then we're going to wrap all this up for you, and we're going to talk about what's coming up next. So you are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will see you right after this break.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. For everyone that's here tonight, thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate it. And you can tell I'm incredibly passionate about this subject. I think it's one of the most important subjects we need to be having and really looking at more and more. And I want to ask, if you've enjoyed this show, would you please give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes? Just search for Inspired Choices for Business Growth with Christine McIver. And I would be very, very grateful. And this assists in getting this information out to those that need it. Or you can forward this show to someone that you know would really benefit from this. Somebody maybe that you know is struggling in their business or feels like they're lost or really wants to grow their business. Those are the people that I would love to get this information to. You know, when we're growing our businesses, when we're prospering, our community prospers, our family prospers, our country prospers, and the world prospers. Let's do this. Let's grow prosperous businesses. Let's grow having joy in our businesses as well. What a world we would have if people were actually excited and happy with what they're doing in their businesses. Okay, a couple last things that are very, very important in this strategic planning is leadership development. You as a business owner, and I've done lots of topics on this, but you as the CEO in your business, you must be continuously growing yourself as the leader. You can't be a leader in your company if you're not continuing to grow. I've said this so many times that your business grows to the level of your leadership growth. If you're not growing you, if you're not continuing to challenge where you're at and continue to expand your knowledge of yourself, your knowledge of your leadership, your knowledge of how you operate as a business owner, as you operate as a leader in your company, your business can't grow any farther. It just can't. It's going to actually start to wane if you do not continue to invest in your own leadership development. It's one of the most important pieces that I know that I have done to grow my business. And it's something that I encourage. And really, I'm an example to my team that we need to continuously invest in our own leadership. And when you're doing that, you're able to, you know, really create this culture of growth. And that is going to add to your strategic planning, because when you start to invest in this and you're investing in yourself, your business can't help but grow, because you're going to be bringing a stronger you to the table each and every time. Also, inside of your strategic planning needs to be your customer focus. You need to prioritize the customer and what the customer's needs are, how the customer wants to feel satisfied, what you can do to maintain really delivering strongly to your customers. And again, you want to really do a performance measurement. You want to do that evaluation of your business so that you're seeing where the gaps are. You're seeing what is working and what isn't working. I know I've covered a lot tonight, and each of these areas are going to help you understand and help you to grow your strategic planning process as well as your business. Now, next week, the show is Business Growth or Business Survival. There are a lot of aspects of what people are doing in their business, and many of those aspects are to keep them in survival. You don't need to be in survival. You can be in business growth. Of course, I will be touching on the strategic planning again, but then again, a lot of other pieces. I'm really grateful that you are here. I'm really grateful that you've taken the time to listen. Your business will thank you. You will find that, you know, sometimes when we're looking at these aspects, it gets annoying because we feel like I've already got 1,000 things to do. But I can't emphasize enough how important it is to put this first. This is going to help you so you're not running in 6 directions, so you're not feeling overwhelmed, and where you can see how you can grow the business and how you can grow enough to have support, to have hire people to support you, hire, you know, bring on new resources to support you so that you're not running in 16 directions. I really do hope that you understand how important this is and how much your business is going to thank you, how much your family is going to thank you, how much your body and your brain is going to thank you. You deserve to have a business that's fun and also one that's profitable. Why not take the time, take the investment time, invest in you, invest in your business, slow down to speed up, and watch what begins to change. I would love for you to reach out, Christine at christinemciver.com. You can check out my website, christinemciver.com. You can catch me on all the social medias. But until next week, my friends, I want you to remember that you can always make another choice. You can always step in another direction that's going to support you and support your business. Until next week, take really good care and keep having fun, because that's what it's all about. Let's do this. Bye.
Thank
for
you
now.
For tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.